Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Karen, could you tell us about your parents
Karen Pratt Story for God's Glory. Welcome. We're just so glad to have you today. There we go, Karen.
All right. My name is Karen Pratt, and I just want to share my testimony of the goodness of the Lord and His grace and mercy and how He has shown towards my life. When I was young, I got married at an early age, as you have already heard. But I do want to share this testimony. One day I was, in the world, just doing and whatever I wanted to do and fornicating and adultery. And honestly, it was just a lot of prostitution going on in my life. And I knew the way and knew God was a real and perfect for my life. And this so happened one day I looked out and listened to my mom and prepared myself for that night to go to bed. I was preparing myself for a bed. I had been out for a couple of days, and the ice truck was coming by, and told my mom that I wanted to go to the truck, and she said, "You can go, but you got to hurry and get back here, or you're just gonna lock me out." Anyway, come from long story short, I proceeded to go to the ice cream truck, and I noticed a car driving. There was a young man trying to get my attention, and he had flashed some money before me, and I was like, "No, I'm done. I'm done for the night." And on my way back from the ice cream truck, on this man again, he had made a U-turn to come back, and he said, "Hey, I got this money. Don't you want it?" And I was like, "No." And then I thought about it. Well, I'm going in for the night anyway, so I proceeded to get in this man's car. And when I get in his car, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you.
The power of God. His mission is its sufficient for us all. And anyway, I got in this car, and we pulled over to an area that I was familiar with, and not being aware of my surroundings at the time I was in the car, was to reach down to prepare myself to do what I'm doing at that time. I mean, sin is sin, it's no good thing in it. Anyway, to raise up, the young man had pulled out a knife on me, and he raped me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And only God's grace and mercy that here today I tell my story. Because if it wasn't for His grace and His mercy, I would not be here today. And I saw my life flash before me. And at that moment, I began to say self-consciously in my mind, "Lord, please forgive me." And I was saying to myself, Lord, please don't let nothing happen to me, But as we know, God's grace and His mercy again led my life once more and again, that I'm able to speak and tell my story, and I hope and pray that my story will touch some young woman's life to let them know that God's grace and mercy is sufficient. And at that moment, I begin to say, "Lord, please have mercy on me." And He had mercy on me, and I'm just so grateful today that I lived through that. A lot of us have gone through a lot of things in our life, and some did not make it to tell their story. So each chance I get, I will tell about the goodness of the Lord and what He has done for me in my life. I have had a lot of tragedies in my life, but to God be the glory, because it was His grace and mercy that brought me through. With no goodness of mine, but to God be the glory for all He has done for me in my life.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just so grateful. Today I can warm with my head out and not look down, and I have the joy of the Lord in my heart. And he says, I'm going to praise his name because he's worthy to be praised. You know, my mom and dad, sister or brother wasn't there, but Jesus Christ, he was always there with me. And I'm just so grateful that God has placed me on the ministry where I'm getting sound doctrine, the truth. Word of God, and as you know, it starts, with our mind, because, we're looking to the devil and people, they say I'm going to make it.
Yes.
That's what I'm here today.
Yes.
I'm here today because of God's grace and because of his mercy and the word of God. I'm learning to continue to apply the word of God in my life.
Yes.
I'm just grateful, for what he's doing, I got the joy of the Lord in my heart now, that there's no sorrow, but the joy of the Lord is in my life, and I just thank God, for his hand being on me, and in my life, it's no decision of mine, it's no decision that, that I'm still here. It was all in God's plan that he spared my life once more and again. And I'm just so grateful. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away.
That's right.
I want to be so grateful, for my pastor, Pastor Harris, and my beloved First Lady. They are the loving, caring, God-fearing people who lives up to God's word. And I'm just so grateful, that God has placed me under this ministry. And,
God be the glory. Thank God. That's right, Karen. That's right. And to our listening audience, and when you hear her say, while she's telling her story and she's praising God, she's not praising God for the act that was done to her, but she's praising God for bringing her through everything that she's been through. She's, just thanking God for not for it, but in it. That's what she's doing. And we just thank and praise God for that. And Sister Karen, I know you were saying, that even this young man that approached you like that, he had even attacked some other young women in the area or something, because he made it known.
That was a valuable point, because in the process of all of this going on with me, with this man, he shared a story with me about a woman that lived in Chesapeake, Virginia. She was missing, and they never recovered. They never found out her remains. I can't remember exactly what year, but they found the torso part of her body. Rebellion, and as
as we can see today, time is even worse than it was even, you know, back in the early 90s. You know, so much has changed, you know, and the main place where you would never look for change is in the house of God. But we can see that there has been a great change in the house of God. You know, people are not being taught the word of God, the true word of God. There's, you know, they're being taught the word, but not the true word of God. And it's so important that you get truth in this last hour, because the word of God said that there will be many deceivers, you know, and there'll be a lot of false teaching, and, you know, and we're living in that time right now, because when we see where the church was and see where it is today, thank God that you were able to be set free. And we want people to know that God is still God, and he's still able to save, to heal, and to deliver, even in the midst of all these things we see and taking place right now. And we're praying that the church will get back in order, back in line with the word of God, so young ladies like yourself and myself, you know, can, you know, get what we need from the Lord. Because how can you, you know, hear without a preacher, the word says. And if the preacher's not preaching the word of God, then people like yourself and I cannot be set free, you know. So it's just so important that, you know, the body of Christ will get back on track and get out here and get some more Karens, and so you know, we can make a difference where it counts. Because Jesus is coming.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's coming. Because we see all the signs, you know, that he's on his way back. You know, the word of God said judgment must begin in the house of God. And we see that judgment has begun in the house of God. Never have we seen so many things, you know, where we were doing, you know, dancing and doing the 70s and, you know, everybody taking it back. No, but he brought us out of the wilderness, out of slavery, not to be back in bondage again, not with the yoke of bondage again. And we just thank and praise God for your story, the Karen Prince story, for God's glory. And to God be the glory. And to God be the glory. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for Karen, and we thank you for millions and thousands of Karens on today. And we pray in the name of Jesus, you continue to minister to her, and that you continue to strengthen her, and that you will anoint her eyes to continue to look to you and to continue to trust you. Well, it was only you that brought her through. And we give no one else the glory but your name, and that the name of Jesus on today. And we pray in the name of Jesus that we will minister to those that are hurting, lost, and dying, that you are still the way, and you're the truth, and you're the light. And we thank you for it on today. And to God be the glory. This is the Ready Church signing off, saying be blessed. And you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Come on, Sister Karen. The devil's defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
All right. Be blessed.
You too.
At this time, our lines are open. I see we have some callers. We're going to open up our chat line as well for those that don't want to talk but want to go on your computer, and you may talk to us at this time. You can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. We know we got a lot of Karens out there. We just thank and praise God for bringing her through. It was nobody but the Lord, and he deserved the glory and the praise on today. At this time, we will let our callers.
Praise the Lord.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Karen. Yes, I just want to say, you know,
Paul, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives.
We lost that caller. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank
praise
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, I thank God for Sister Karen sharing her story for God's glory this evening. I thank God that I know it's only through the gospel of Jesus Christ that this young lady's life has been changed. And I thank God that we have to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that today they are preaching a perverted gospel, one that does not deal with man's heart. But I thank God that Sister Karen was able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and that her life was able to be changed. And I just thank God tonight for sparing her life and using her life for his glory.
Yes, thank God. I tell you, there are a lot of Karens out here. I mean, there's so many young people that are losing their lives. They don't know which way to turn. You know, it seems that they can't seem to find hope, but the hope is in Jesus Christ. It's still Jesus.
Yes.
He's still the answer. Still the answer. You know, there's so many young people out here committing suicide. I mean, we're losing a total whole generation because people are not standing for righteousness and not standing for holiness. But God still got some people that are still standing for truth in this last hour. And we thank him for that. Ain't that right?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, God. We know there ain't no other name under the heavens whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. And he's the only one that can come into your life and change your life and rearrange your life for his glory on tonight. And we just are so excited about what God is doing here at the Ready Church. We just thank God for the Ready Church tonight for using you all for his glory and for your finding people and being able to allow them to share their life so that other people will know that there is still hope, that God is still saving, God is still delivering, and he's still healing on today. And we just thank God, and we're just so excited about what he's doing at the Ready Church.
Yes,
and to
yes,
God
yes.
be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. That's right. So, anyway, we're getting ready to sign off now, dear. But we just thank and praise God for all our listeners today. And we pray that you'll continue to listen. We're here at the Ready Church. We aim to keep it real and, you know, and trying to get people to continue to stay on that straight and narrow path. And we must continue to stand, you know, and having done all, you still have to stand. You know, and we just thank and praise God for Sister Karen on today, the Karen Pratt story for God's glory. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite.